As we do every Monday, we check in with Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal. Brad, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. They're coming fast.
Oh, boy, are they ever, yes. I was sort of surprised to see one of the big stories on the North Bay Business Journal's website, Brad, and about whether we've reached a tipping point about how we feel about fine wine. How can that be possible?
I hope not. You know, I mean, it's been an incredible ride for premium wine sales, which go right into the sweet spot of, you know, certainly Sonoma and Napa County and beyond Mendocino Lake. So, you know, it's like, how can you keep compounding that growth rate? You know, it's harder to make 3% when you've made 15 or 20 for years. So
it's not because of the wine in a can thing, is it?
Well, no, that's just another option, you know. So Francis Ford Coppola, you know, came up with that. You're probably going to see more of it. I think Rob McMillan at, Silicon Valley Bank is just simply saying, hey, the growth rate is probably going to slow a little bit. Don't expect those big gains. But by the other hand, once people have a good wine, they're not going to go back. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a more realistic outlook on what we can expect in terms of growth.
Brad, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but next time you have the Wine and Spirits Awards, you should have me there so that I can hand out the awards personally, because I basically drink the most out of all these things.
He's a wine and spirits guy. Yep.
Well, I love Spirit Works Distillery, who you named the best distillery owner. Those guys are awesome.
They really are, and they are really pioneer. You know, what I said is there's plenty of room for everybody. You know, wine, beer, and spirits, they're not competitive. They're complementary. It's just another part of the experience of visiting the North Bay or being in the North Bay. So we had a great time. We also had some great wine. And we had some Pedroncelli. We had some Duckhorn. We had some Kendall Jackson. We had some Rodney Strong. So all in all, it was, of course, since I'm there and I'm emceeing, I can't partake in any of the spirits, as they say, but certainly it added to everyone having a good time.
See, Larry, Brad's trying to take the MC gig from you too.
Yeah, there you go.
If the MC gig involves not being able to drink, he can have it. Just have me there next time.
Well, I'd be happy to share it with you. Absolutely, anytime. You see, you know, you radio people have a great stage presence, so, I'm sure you could certainly outdo me. So I'm probably overexposed, so we'd be happy to have you.
Oh, boy, you have just opened up a whole world of hurting
there, please.
Brad.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Whole world of hurting. And so here we are at the 4th of December, Brad. We got to talk about marijuana. I mean, you know, January 1, TikTok, so many people have come out and said, nope, we're not going to do it. We're not going to be available as of January 1. And this week it's on Sebastopol's table as they take a look at whether they'll offer recreational pot at the approved date.
Talk about the cart and the horse. You know, you've got this industry that's established and you come in and try to regulate it. You know, usually it's the reverse. And there was a little bit of a gold rush mentality that you could just, you know, tax this thing to the sky and people wouldn't notice. But it's like anything. People look at the cost and benefit of coming out into the open, and right now it doesn't pencil out. So I think we're going to have a very chaotic period here for a while, if not longer. So.
And if it turns out that there's going to be one or two or three municipalities that offer it up, what do you think the line is going to be like there?
Yeah, well, there you go. You know, people will. It's like anything. You try to overregulate it or overtax it, and it will just move somewhere. So,
yeah.
You're exactly right. So, like I said, it's going to be a very, very chaotic period, and I don't think there's the gold pot at the end of the rainbow that maybe everybody was expecting.
So to speak, at least not yet.
Yes.
At least not yet. Yeah, we'll see what the future holds. Well, thanks, Brad, for being here this Monday morning, and no doubt it's going to get very, very busy in the next 3 weeks or so.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal on KSRO.